Just under 5 years ago, I had the opportunity to attend a school pastors conference for a couple days on the campus of the University of Notre Dame, which was a great blessing to be there. And we had a little afternoon break, one of the afternoons, and they gave us the opportunity to take a tour of the campus, especially the football stadium. And a great blessing of the football stadium tour is that we got to go into the locker room, and in the locker room we got to see like the coach's locker room office. And then they had a bunch of the helmets kind of piled up. So we got to, there were like probably 50 of us. We all were like little kids putting on the helmets and touching the helmets and things. Then we got to go out down the tunnel. And you might be familiar at that particular stadium. There's this yellow sign that says play like a champion today that the players always hit as they go out. So we got to all kind of hit that, then kind of go out the tunnel. Then we got onto the field. And on the field, it was delight. I could still, kind of ran around a little bit and pretended I was running for a touchdown. And it was this great moment of incredible joy. And the interesting thing was the next summer, I was back at that same conference. And actually, the same opportunity was offered to us once again. And on that particular afternoon, I said, no thanks, no thanks. I've seen it before. I probably took a nap or went for a run or something, but I said, no, you know what, I've seen that before, don't need to do it again. And it's interesting how in our life, how certain things, they capture our hearts at certain times, fill us with excitement at certain times, and then all of a sudden, something changes, and it's just like, nah, no big deal, no problem, I'll pass. And isn't that what happens at times, even in relationships? We might be a great friend of someone, it might be our spouse, it might be someone, and all of a sudden we have this great connection, all of a sudden we kind of take things for granted. Sometimes we become so familiar that we lose that sense of awe, that sense of love, that sense of reverence. It's kind of the dynamic that's happening in the first reading in the book of Samuel. Because the first verse of the book of Samuel should kind of catch our attention. It says, the boy Samuel, now he was pretty young, it says, was sleeping in the temple of God where the ark of God was. The boy Samuel was sleeping in the temple of God where the Ark of the Covenant is. So this is the Ark of the Covenant. This has the Ten Commandments within it. This has the rod of Aaron. This is like this is God's presence to this. And he's sleeping. And he's a boy, and all of us probably at times have gotten tired in Mass and 7:30, maybe almost. Yep, it happens. It does happen. But what's interesting then is that he goes to Eli, and Eli says, go back to sleep. Go back to sleep. And it's kind of this picture of just religion and faith at that very time. Eli's sons were committing terrible corruption in the temple, and there was just this sense of just, meh, when it comes to our faith. Sometimes as Catholics, we can go through the same motions. It was interesting, we were talking at Seton School with the 6th and 7th graders about this, and the Ark of the Covenant. Someone said, what if we found the Ark of the Covenant today? Like, where is it? It was destroyed in 587 BC. We haven't found it. You know, what if we found the Ark of the Covenant? Then someone else said, hey, we have found the Shroud of Turin, that wiped Jesus' head. Someone else said, well, there's relics of the true cross, which is all well and good, but we have something that tops everything, even the Ark of the Covenant, Jesus' presence in the Eucharist. There's nothing greater than the Ark of the Covenant we find. We've got Jesus Christ himself. There's nothing that tops that. Nothing that tops that. And sometimes as Catholics, we become so familiar with the routine of Mass that we miss that we have the greatest privilege at 7:30 to worship Jesus, to receive Jesus Christ. Yep, at times you can be tired, at times you come here, or maybe we didn't have our coffee and this type of thing, but Jesus Christ is here. Never to become too familiar that we just go through the motions and forget that in every Mass, Jesus Christ himself is here. Jesus Christ waits for us. And so what a privilege we have. Yep, at times we are tired, at times, yep, we go through the motions. But let us always, always remember the privilege we have, the blessing that we have to be before Jesus Christ and to encounter Jesus Christ.